रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 3 हाउ द रामायण वाज कंपोज्ड द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। वाल्मीकि द सोल ऑफ राइटियसनेस हैड फ्रॉम नारद But a bare outline of the life and deeds of Sri Ramachandra of mighty intellect. A wonderful narrative truly in that it realizes the Purusharthas for those who hear it recited. But he did not stop there. He would know it more fully in all its details and applied himself to the task. Duly purifying himself by sipping consecrated water, he took his seat on the sacred grass spread with their ends towards the east. He reverenced in spirit his divine teacher and began his work, aided therein by superhuman powers conferred on him by Brahma. Then there unfolded themselves before his inner eye picture after picture of the old times and events, Rama, Lakshmana and Sita, Dasharatha and his queens and his subjects as they lived and moved, laughed or cried, the joys and the griefs, friendships and the enmities, whatever befell Rama, Lakshmana and Sita while they sojourned in the wild woods and later on. All these and much more did he see, plain and clear, perfect down to the minutest details, even as an amla fruit within his fingers clasp. Everything was even as Narada had related it to him. His face and form shone bright as he lost himself in the delightful contemplation of the divine perfections of Sri Rama. With the scenes of his life before his eyes, he set himself to compose a grand epic, Ramayana. The shores of the ocean were strewed with shells, seaweed, and such like trifles thrown up from his bosom. But in its mighty depths lie concealed from human view priceless treasures and rare. Even so, of the four aims of life, pleasure and wealth lie on its surface, while dharma and moksha lie at the bottom. The music of the verses arrests the ear, while the sense charms the heart, and it proclaims for all time to the devout soul the countless glories of the Supreme One, the end and aim of all Vedic scriptures. In the first six books of his immortal epic, Valmiki describes the coming down into our mortal world of the Lord Vishnu in merciful response to the earnest prayers of the devatas, his heroic worth, his wonderful strength and fortitude, his kindness to every living being, his unequaled popularity, his sweet patience that nothing can ruffle, his gentleness and his constant truth. Many a tale and legend old from the lips of Vishwamitra when the princess sojourned with him. How at Janaka's royal hall, Rama broke to pieces the mighty bow of Mahadeva that none could bend. The marriage of the sons of Dashrata. The high talk between Sri Rama and Rama of the axe of Parashuram. The rare excellences of Rama that eminently fitted him for the office of Prince Regent. The gorgeous preparations made by Dashrata for his coronation. How the black-hearted Kaikeyi frustrated it and caused Rama to be exiled to the forest. The grief of Dashrata and his death in consequence. The heart-rending scene when Rama took leave of the people. How he went away unperceived from among those that followed him a long way. How he met Guha on the bank of Ganga and persuaded his charioteer Sumantra to return to Ayodhya. How they crossed the river and sought Bharadwaja in his forest abode. How through his directions, Rama had a lovely cottage built on the sides of Chitrakoot and spent happy days. How Bharata came upon him there and earnestly prayed him to come back into his own. how he received the sad news of his father's death and offered libations of water unto his maids, how he gave his sandals unto Bharata and prevailed upon him to go back, how Bharata had them crowned and ruled in their name at Nandigrama, how Rama penetrated thereafter into the dark depths of Dandaka and slew Virada, how they came upon the hermitage of Anasuya, who presented Sita with sandalwood paste and cosmetics of rare virtue, how Rama paid his respects to Sharbhanga, Agastya, Sutikshna and Jatayu and took up his abode at Panchvati, how the Rakshasi Shurtnaka came upon them there, and how Lakshmana mutilated her of her nose and ears, how he slew in fierce fight Kharadushan and Trishras that came to avenge her, how Ravana came over from Lanka at the news, decoyed Rama and Lakshmana through the wily Maricha and carried away Sita, how Rama slew Maricha and raved at the loss of his wife, the death of Jatayu, how the brothers came upon Kabanda, who directed them to Shabari, how they reached the shores of Lake Pampa and from there proceeded to the hills of Rishimukha, where they made the acquaintance of Sugriva, how Rama swore friendship with him and convinced him of his might, how Sugriva fought his brother Vali, how Rama slew the latter during the combat and the wild laments of Tara, the installation of Sugriva on the throne of Kishkindha, Rama's sojourn at Prasravan Hills during the rains, how his wrath blazed forth against Sugriva, who thereupon hastened to gather his countless hosts and dispatch them to all quarters of the earth with minute description of every part of the same, how Rama entrusted Hanuman with the signet ring, how the monkeys lost their way into the cave of Riksha, how they resolved to starve themselves to death, their meeting with Sampati, the vulture, upon whose information Hanuman took a leap across the sea from the Mahendra Mountains, how he met Mainak on his way and slew Singhika, how he landed at nightfall on Mount Malaya in Lanka and took counsel with himself, how he came upon Ravana sleeping in his aerial car Pushpaka and upon his wife's in the drinking saloon, how he sought out Sita in Ashoka Grove and gave her Rama's token, how Ravana persecuted her with his lust, how the Rakshasi women threatened Sita, how Trijita related unto her the dream she had, how Hanuman received from Sita her crest jewel and destroyed the grove, how the frightened Rakshasi guards took the news up to Ravana, how Ravana slew the hosts sent against him and became a willing captive to Brahmastra of Indrajit, how he set the city on fire and roared for very joy, how he rejoined his companions and destroyed the honey grove Madhuvana, how he gave his lady's token to Rama and consoled him, how Rama proceeded with his forces to the shores of the ocean, how he promised refuge unto Vibhishana, how he caused Nala, the monkey, to throw a bridge across the mighty deep and led his hosts over it to Lanka's isle, how he laid siege to it at night and aided therein by the counsels of Vibhishan, laid low in fierce battle Indrajit, Kumbhakaran, Ravan, and other Rakshasa heroes, how he took back Sita and had Vibhishana crowned as king of Lanka, how he went back to Ayodhya in the magic aerial car Pushpaka and met his brother Bharata on the way, and how he was crowned king and sent back to their homes his countless friends and allies that came to the capital to be present on the happy occasion. And in Uttarakhand has the poet described the coming years of Rama, his golden rule, how he cast away his queen to avoid popular censure, and everything that was to befall him in the unknown future. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.